Okay, everyone. Hello and welcome. Michael, are you on the call?
Yep, here I am. How you doing, Josh?
Doing wonderful, bro. It's been a wonderful day. Nice and busy, but wonderful, no doubt. How about you?
Great, great day, yeah. Beautiful weather and stoked to be alive and glad to be here on the call today.
Absolutely, absolutely. And welcome, everyone. It's so wonderful to be here with you all again tonight. This has been such a wonderful experience. If you've joined us for more than tonight's call, this has just been great. I mean, so much wonderful exchange and people really creating breakthroughs these last few days and last week. And it's just amazing, an amazing energy that we've all been co-creating here together. Awesome.
And
so
also,
I want to congratulate
quickly,
you. Oh, go ahead.
I just wanted to say, you know, we love your questions and comments, so just keep them coming if you have anything. We can't necessarily answer every single question, but we love to get feedback because this is a two-way experience. So it's a joy for us. And by all means, if you're on the webcast, go and say things to us. If you have anything you need clarifying, go for it. It's lovely to hear your feedback.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a little section there. I think it should be pretty apparent, but just in case, it's the question and answer little section on the webcast. You can just insert things there, any questions, any feedback, anything at all, and that's where you want to do that. So, yeah. So, on that note, my friends, I hope you guys are excited. Both Michael and I are extremely excited for this call.
Yay.
But first, we want to congratulate you for being here, for showing up, for taking this time, just creating this time for yourself, and to go deep inside and uncover anything that might be holding you back, specifically you, from just shining and being able to serve others with ease and being able to own your true worth and do what you love and enjoy getting paid really well for it. So a big part of all of this is simply showing up. You've done that. You should pat yourself on the back or do something. We're celebrating here. It's awesome that you showed up. So with that being said, tonight's call is entitled Releasing the Brakes for Heart-Centered Entrepreneurs. How to attract high-paying customers while doing what you love.
Mm.
Yay!
Hooray. What a beautiful topic.
Yay.
Do what you love and
get
paid. What a blessing.
It is. It is such a blessing. And Michael and I have a lot to share with you. And, you know, we're going to be covering a lot of very powerful content on client attraction, on money-making insights in this call. So we want to encourage you to have a piece of paper and pen handy so you can take notes and capture anything whatsoever that we say, any practices, anything at all that jumps out at you tonight. And because this is a coaching call, I just want to make this clear. This is a coaching call. We want to encourage you to play full out tonight, to not wait to do some of the exercises that we're going to be doing tonight for later, to not leave them for later, but implement it tonight, to start working on these things, follow along every little step that we put out in these different exercises. Some of them are going to be maybe seem a little weird, but we promise there is a method to our madness, and it will serve you very much so. So we want to encourage you right now to make a commitment to yourself that if anything does jump out at you, if anything resonates with you and you know that by doing this one action you would be serving more people or you would improve your business or finally release one of your inner blocks that's holding you back from more abundance in your life and in your business, then we want to encourage you to commit to implementing an action step that's based on what you're about to learn in this call. You know, implementation is really something. You know, I know, Michael, I know you know the power of simply implementing something and specifically the speed of implementation. You want to add anything to specifically this area. Just,
yeah, yeah,
just
absolutely.
Just to drive home the note here.
Yeah, yeah. Have a look at your, just before I do, some people are saying you've got a bit of echo, so you might want to call back in on another phone, maybe. Yeah, implementation, yeah. I mean, what I found, and I remember hearing this from Abram Pagan. I'm sure some of you know Abram Pagan. He's a wonderful business coach. Very, very wonderful things he shares. And I remember reading one, listening to one of his presentations, and he was saying the thing that makes the biggest difference of people who become successful and really make things happen in the world is fast implementation. And I'm sure if you're on this call, you know the power of this. You know that if you actually get an idea and you go ahead and you actually do that thing, you physically make that thing happen, immediately you start seeing the results. You start seeing the magic. Most people, a huge percentage of people, simply listen. They hear it, they think, that's really good, I really love that idea, that really makes sense, I'm so excited about this, but then they don't do anything, you know, nothing actually happens. So if you have the attitude, if you have the ability and the power to actually do the things that we're sharing with you tonight, right here and right now, then you're going to start seeing shifts in your life, shifts in your business, shifts in the people who you attract, the amount of money that you have coming towards you. Everything is going to change based on that. So I think that's probably the biggest thing, you know. This stuff definitely works. It's worked for me. It's worked for Josh. It's worked for, you know, endless people, our clients and people on courses. But it's the ones who actually apply it that make the difference. So you know that anyway. I'm just reminding you of this because you already know these things.
Mm-hmm.
So, Josh, you there? You all right?
Yes. I called on a different line. Hopefully this one is clearer.
Yeah.
I think so. And, of course, anyone on the webcast can also let us know if in case it's not. So I'll just carry on and assume that it's clear. Yeah? So, Just so everyone knows, for tonight, you will be receiving a recording of this call, and all you have to do is just click on the same link that we sent you that you got to, if you're on the webcast, it's the link we sent you to get on the webcast, pretty much almost immediately after the call, there's going to be the recording available there on this link. So that's how you can get access to your recording. But either way, even though you're getting a recording, we want to encourage you to stay on the call tonight until the very end, which we're going to be running anywhere between 60 to 90 minutes, but, you know, most likely 90 minutes. That's just kind of how we roll. So here are three very important reasons for you to stick around and tune in all the way to the end of this call. Michael, you want to share with them these three main reasons to stick around?
For sure. So we're going to be sharing, among many other things, this is a really power-packed call, you're going to learn so much, so get ready. We're going to be sharing with you the exact inner work to focus on and to attract your perfect customers. And most people miss the boat on this one, and just by doing this one thing, you'll start attracting all the right people at the right time to make the right deals and to really have that beautiful relationship with the people who come to you, which is what it's all about, and to really feel that level of service and that level of ease and grace. You're also going to be learning a very, very effective way to let go of the inner blocks that are holding you back from going full out in your business and your service. Now, for those of you who want to delve deep into what we encourage, you stick around to the end, so you can see exactly what we're doing and learn how you can release all your breaks to the business and self and money breaks and inner blocks for this next year. 2011 is going to be an amazing year. So if you want to totally let go of all that, stick around till the end. We've got something to share. And, you know, one of the things is that if you really want to take this to the next level, we're going to share a method with you at the end, which we 100% stand by, and we will even pay you to try it. Okay? We're going to pay you to try a method that is going to have a powerful effect on your service and your business. So you'll find out about that at the end of the call. So what are they going to learn in this call, Josh, specifically?
Well, specifically on this call, you're going to learn exactly how to start owning your true worth and start charging what you deserve. And the thing about this is that once you crack this code, once you really crack this one, all the perfect customers and increased wealth in your life will start to easily flow towards you. That's what I've experienced. That's what countless of other people have experienced. You're also going to learn how to effortlessly improve your products if you have products or services, so you can start doing a lot less work and get paid even more. And, of course, your customers will thank you for it on top of that. Now, we're also going to share with you the secret to easily attract an abundance of high-paying customers that you never knew existed without running around or trying to hard sell people or cold calling or anything like that, and a whole bunch more. So before we go into all of this, we wanted to just take a quick moment here to make sure that you're coming into this call with a nice, clean slate. So all of the work that maybe you did today, maybe in your business, any concerns that you have for later, anything like that, anything that's happened today, before today, or projections for the future, we want to take a moment to simply let it all go. So you're in a wonderful learning state. So one of the things we've been doing, if you've been on some of the other calls that we love to do, is just to use this releasing technique that we've shared with you on the blog. If you've been following us on releasingthebreaks.com on the blog, we shared with you this wonderful releasing technique. So we're just going to take a couple minutes now to just let go of the day, change the state, and be more receptive to all the wonderful things that we're going to be talking about tonight. So, if you're ready, go ahead and make sure that you can just sit back nice and comfortably, shake your body out a little bit, and go ahead and take a nice deep belly breath. And as you exhale, go ahead and close your eyes. And just relax for the moment, just for now. As best as you can, tuning into every sound, including my voice, that you can hear right now in your environment, simply welcoming all sounds. And noticing how far you can actually hear things coming from. And at the same time, as best as you can, see if you can welcome the silence. Which allows all hearing to take place. Notice any sensations in your body, welcoming the sensations in your body, the temperature, how it feels to have the clothes you're wearing on your body, if you're sitting, the chair beneath you. Simply welcoming all the sensations in your body. And see if you can also welcome the space. The emptiness. And now tuning into your day. Whatever's happened today, anything that may have brought on any kind of emotional charge or reactions, anything whatsoever, maybe it had nothing to do with your business or it was something else, whatever it may be. See if you can tune into that. And as best as you can, could you simply welcome this? Simply welcome whatever you're experiencing right now. Notice the images in your mind. And any sounds. Any self-talk. And see if you can welcome the sensations in your body as well. And could you let this go? Could you simply set it free? Simply drop it. Simply let it unravel, dissipate, dissolve. And would you? Would you allow yourself to simply let it go? As best as you can. Would you rather keep holding on to this? Or would you rather be free? When? And one last time, simply welcoming either the same topic or anything today that maybe you've been carrying, and as best as you can you simply welcome whatever this is right now, whatever is in this moment right now, welcoming as best as you can. And notice if there's any part of you that doesn't want to welcome, that wants to resist anything that's occurred or even this process, anything whatsoever, anything you are resisting, see if you can welcome that resistance as well, as best as you can. And could you let this go? Could you simply set it free? Could you allow it to just completely exit your awareness as best as you can? And would you? Would you allow yourself to simply let it go? Simply release it as best as you can. When? Take a nice deep breath. And slowly start to twiddle your fingers and your toes. And maybe take a moment to stretch your neck for a moment. You can bring your chin to your chest. Just stretch out your neck. Bring your shoulders back and slowly open your eyes. Okay. So hopefully everyone's feeling nice and grounded and clear. So, on that note, let's get into this, shall we? Michael,
yeah,
are you ready?
Yeah.
Awesome.
So here we are, everyone. Welcome, and I'm sure you're feeling wonderful and relaxed. So what we're talking about today is very, very, very deep and personal, and we know probably you've had a hard day's work or a maybe even easy day's work, depending on what's happened. And in business, when we're working for ourselves, working for a living, doing the things that we love and really just wanting to have a quality life so that everything we do from morning till evening is good and enjoyable and we have this whole life. That's why we're entrepreneurs, is because we want to do what we want to do. We don't want to have a job and have these two lives. We want to have one life that is for service. But the problem is, a lot of people can be working hard to make your company work, but no matter how hard you try, sometimes it seems that it never actually pays off, and it still isn't really quite making the money that you need, and you're wondering what are you doing wrong? A lot of times we can be in a situation where it's just not paying enough, or people pay late, or you have customers who don't appreciate what you have. It can be a real struggle to work with certain customers who, you know, giving you more hard work than they're giving you anything in return, with complaints and dramas and refunds. You might be also be wondering, is your marketing not right? Is there something you're doing wrong with your marketing? You might be even wondering, are you in the right line of work? Should you change this? Should you do something else? And a lot of us can spend time on techie stuff, you know, doing all the techie stuff and admin and all that. It takes such a long time. I know for myself how frustrating that is. And that takes away from really doing what you love if you spend all your time doing the other stuff, the business stuff. And it can lead us with a sense of lack of appreciation, a lot of frustration, lack of inspiration. And the real worst thing is basically feeling trapped in the business. Rather than having a business that is freeing, we can actually end up trapped by our business morning till evening every day of the year, and not have enough time to relax or to be with family. We can even be checking our iPhone day and night as soon as you wake up, never switching off, never relaxing. So what we want to be giving you on this call is how you can get out of that and really take your life to the next level and do what you love, have the time that you need, and really enjoy and get paid a lot of money for doing what you love.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, Josh, how about you share your story about how you went from wherever you were to really embodying what we're talking about here?
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, when I when I started my business, you know, to be quite honest with you, I had no clue what I was doing. I had no clue even what I was necessarily getting myself into. No one in my family, I didn't really have any role models that, you know, were successful entrepreneurs that kind of knew the ins and outs of business on the inner game and on the outer game. So I pretty much had to basically invent this. I'm sure someone down the ancestral line knew some of this stuff. But I had to basically create this, right, for my family and actually embody that, be the model for my family, for anyone else that would like to do the same. So I started mainly by following my passion, right? I did many different methods. I did many different seminars and workshops and all sorts of stuff, lots of books, on getting really clear on what am I really passionate about. So I started with, you know, that typical feeling of, you know, well, you know, do what you love and the money will follow, or how is it? I think it was, if you remember, what is it, Wayne's World?
Yeah.
In that movie, you know, they had this whole, oh, but they were doing, I think, a spoof of the Field of Dreams or something, that movie with Kevin Costner, that, you know, if you build it, they will come, right? That whole sense of if you just build it, if you create an awesome business or an awesome something, restaurant or whatever, that the people will just start coming. So, you know, I started up my online business. I started up my coaching company, and I did start getting clients, and I did start making some sales online, which I must say my first sale online was just an incredible experience, just as it was getting my first client, because this was all totally new. Yeah, it was awesome. It was very exciting.
Yeah,
but
I made
$17. Close.
Yeah.
Really close. Right, exactly. But here's the thing is that, you know, even though I was getting some results, I felt like, you know what, it's kind of a funny thought, but I felt that I should have been more ahead, right? Because I felt like I could get more clients and I could make more sales. I could have more, but I didn't really know what was going on. I mean, I was in a certain area of what's in the learning process, what some experts call an unconscious, incompetent zone. In fact, that just means that I didn't even know what I didn't know to make a business successful. The more I went into this, the more I started studying all of these business books and marketing, which in the beginning was kind of a drag, to be quite honest with you. I didn't really want to do this stuff. I wanted the business and everything else. I wanted it all to work without necessarily being a business person, which didn't really quite work. So anyway, I went into all these business books, these marketing and selling books, and I started taking massive amounts of online programs and working with different business coaches just to start understanding, well, what's really going on? What makes a business actually work? And what's our part? What's the inner game part of it, and what's the outer game part of it, right? And much to my surprise, which you can't really be too surprised, I suppose, I realized pretty much everything I was doing was totally wrong. It was just totally off target. And what seemed to be coming up most of the time, there were actually two things that seemed to be going on. And what's interesting about these two specific things that were going on with me is that later on, once I started to really get a grasp of these things, start applying them in my businesses and seeing the amazing results that it was creating, I started to coach other business people and started to help other entrepreneurs to make some of these shifts as well. But what was interesting was that I found that they were going through these two specific things as well. It seems like across the board, a lot of entrepreneurs, when they get started, are doing these two things. So the first thing for me was that my business was all about me, right? It was all about me and my passions, and it wasn't as much about my customers, my clients. I wasn't speaking to my clients' real problems, to their pains, to their desires. In essence, I wasn't really tapping into their hearts. And I didn't really know even who they were. What kept them up at night? What did they do? What they really, really wanted above anything else. So that's one thing. I didn't really know who I was serving, which, of course, caused a complete disconnect with my tribe, with the people that I am here to serve. I wasn't a lighthouse shining brightly that, you know, Michael will talk a little bit about later on today. If, you know, I wasn't a lighthouse for a set of very specific groups of people. I was in this place that a lot of entrepreneurs, especially heart-centered, service-oriented entrepreneurs, find themselves in, which is wanting to serve everybody because you know you can, right? You know you can help these people make these changes and so on and so forth. And, of course, ended up serving no one, or at least the very few people in my my experience. So that was the first thing. The second part was that I wasn't really owning my worth. Right? It took me a lot of work around this to start owning my actual worth. I was totally inhibited around wealth, around money, around charging, around selling, and not feeling like I was free to just create this business that I felt in my vision, in my dreams. I would love to create this full out. I wasn't able to do this. And you know, I think it was Tony Robbins who said that most business problems are self problems in disguise, right? So when I heard that, it really struck home. So I had to, well, what I dedicated myself is to go through a lot of this inner work stuff to start releasing these patterns that when I started to do that, they went very deep. They went very deep. And these patterns weren't allowing me to shine and be authentic, just allowing my authentic self to come out and being able to serve people in the highest way possible for them. So once I finally created these shifts, once I started to really repattern on the unconscious level, and I started to tune into what my tribe wanted and who they were, when I got clear inside of all of this gunk that was stopping me from playing full out, it was amazing because I started to attract more clients. Started to get my businesses started to just explode. And, of course, I'm still learning. I'm learning from many people, masters of wealth and business. But everything that happened, everything that I've applied in my business, and what we're going to share with you tonight, it's bound to make some very, very powerful and positive shifts in your business and, even more importantly, you. So that's pretty much what happened in my life. That's kind of where I'm coming from. Just a lot of unawareness to start with of what really makes these things happen. But hopefully that will be totally different for you after tonight's call, which will be awesome. How about you, Michael? What's your story?
It's very interesting. And, you know, just to mention, the reason we share these stories isn't just to kind of just bore you to death, you know, and just to be all about us, you know. There's secrets in these stories, and it's because we actually put this into practice, like we were saying at the beginning. We all go through similar breakthroughs. And so when we're sharing these things, you can just think, you know, have you gone through the same kind of thing? So one of the things Josh and I were laughing about the other day was that both of us have spent a long time doing meditation and studying spirituality. I've spent a long time in India with, like, probably the highest frequency kind of gurus and whatnot in the world. And I know things that are on a level that people would, you know, love to get after years and years and years. And I learned all that stuff straight away before I had the slightest idea about anything else. So then both of us kind of had to go down and think, well, we've got to start at the beginning because we didn't have any money, we didn't know what we were doing, and it was a hot, you know, so we were like, we got the end result at the beginning, and so we've had to go back, start again and start at step one and gradually move forward, you know, so it's very humbling for us. So for me, I'd spent years and years doing meditation and spending time like that, and I was also, all I did meditations, traveled around and was at art college, you know, doing fine art, you know. So my life was just completely abstract and right brain and just spirituality and beauty. And once I finished, I actually did 2 degrees because I just wanted to stay a student, really. I didn't want anything else to do. But when I finished college, I thought, well, what am I going to do with my life? I'm not going to be an artist because that just didn't feel quite big enough service. So I thought, well, I need to come up with a company that helps people really change their life on all levels of their life, you know. And I realized I didn't know a lot about a lot of things. So I got about 12 people to start working with me, had all these crazy ideas without the slightest idea about business at all, never did any courses, didn't have any idea what I was doing, managed to get some inheritance money early, and just basically just spent it on books and complete nonsense, you know, got ripped off by accountants and, you know, just wasted it, and, you know, we just got basically going to debt, and had, you know, like Josh, had absolutely no idea what I was doing, and then gradually became humbled more and more and more and kind of humbled and smacked and lost money and was totally in debt. Then I started learning the business systems and all these things and created an online company. And, you know, it's been an interesting process. And now I've studied all kinds of marketing courses and I have a pretty good idea about what is going on, you know, and have lots of good people who are very, very good at what they do working for me and with me. And I now, you know, have a very successful company doing what I love, living in Hawaii. But that's been pretty hard work for about 3 years to get to this place. But now I'm stoked and I want to teach other people how to do it. But it's been challenging. And the one thing that really stood out for me was a book called Attracting Perfect Customers. So I'm just mentioning that because some people are asking about specific details. That's by Stacey Hall and Jan Brongaze. I don't quite necessarily express it right, but it's called Attracting Perfect Customers. And we're going to share some of the stuff from that as well. And once I learned that about that, it gave me the understanding that there is a perfect match between you as an entrepreneur and someone who wants your services. And if you can really tap into who you are and what you're here to do and be very, very bright, be a shining light for what it is that you're actually here to do in the world, people will recognize you and they will come to you and they will be extremely happy to be with you, and they will also pay you a lot of money because you have something very special to offer them. So once I understood this, and I understood the need for systems, and I understood the need to be in integrity with myself and to really deliver what I'm here in the world to do, then everything became easy. And I've had plenty of abundance. I live in a beautiful place, and I'm really just here to do service. And this next year, my aim is just to service to millions of people to help them have much more enjoyable lives and to really get wherever they want to go in their life. So it's such a joy, you know. I'm really in it from the heart, and I'm very, very happy to be doing what I'm doing. So it's a joy, and we look forward to, you know, to sharing more and more things with you now and also in the future. So that's been my story in a nutshell, and we can now get on with it and give you some tools that you can start applying straight away on this coaching call and start making those shifts.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. Thanks for sharing, Michael. Yeah, appreciate it, for sure. So let's get to it, shall we? Hope you guys have your papers and pens handy, because we're going to be doing some exercises and deliver just some tools that you can start using right now to do more of what you love, to start attracting the perfect customers starting today, starting tonight, or as soon as you start implementing these things. But you do need to put these things into practice, as you already know. So the first thing, or maybe things, to be aware of and to stop, starting today, starting tonight. These following things, yeah. Just want to put frames, create a framework here.
Things to put on your not-to-do list. So you have a to-do list and you have a not-to-do list. This is just a little secret tip. These are things to put on your not-to-do list. Okay, very right. Important.
Exactly. So a huge problem that comes up in business a lot, especially for heart-centered entrepreneurs, especially if they're service-oriented heart-centered entrepreneurs, is this feeling of lack and scarcity. Feelings of lack and scarcity, especially with any kind of fears about the economy or any situation that you may be finding yourself in that you don't want. I mean, whatever the financial state is, there's just this feeling that comes up of scarcity and lack, like there's not enough customers around and so on and so forth. So the first thing to put on your not-to-do list, to not do, is buy into the lack and scarcity story. Just not buy into it. It's just a story. And most of the things that we're just, most of these are just programs that are being wonderfully aired on the media that other people are gossiping about, and, you know, a lot of hearsay about what's going on. Some of these things may be happening. Some of these things aren't. But the thing is that as an entrepreneur, it doesn't even matter. You know, most of the entrepreneurs that became multimillionaires, a lot of them came from the Depression era here in the United States. And so it's, again, you know, we mentioned this on our wealth call, but it applies here too. It's never a question of resources, only a matter of resourcefulness. Okay, so just really quickly, to not do is to stop buying into the story of lack and scarcity, that there's not enough customers around, that there's not enough money, that people can't pay you because of this situation, and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Right? I just wanted to add something briefly, that I would like to challenge everyone here on the call tonight to say to yourself very deeply, you know, hand on heart, I'm not going to worry about money for the next 3 months, okay? Because that's not to say you're not going to think about money and you're not going to act. It just means you're not going to allow yourself to get into the worrying about money, fear about money thoughts. You just don't let them come for 3 months. In 3 months' time, you can worry all you want, but for now, no more worry about money and focus on just getting on with what you need to do, okay? How's about that? And if you agree to it, then just write yes in the Q&A. No worry for 3 months. How's that? Are you into it, Josh?
I'm into it.
You've already been doing it.
Well, you know, just in case 3 months might sound like too much, maybe you could try it for every day, for just that day for the next 3 months, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
But one day at a time, right?
Here. Yeah.
For sure. Awesome. So that's one of the things not to do. Another thing, Michael, you want to go into this?
Yeah. The other thing is, to on your not to do list is, don't go around thinking people won't love you for who you are. You know, you are who you are, and you are lovely who you are. You know, we did a call on this yesterday. You're very lovely who you are. And in fact, it's because you are the person that you are that makes you so wonderful anyway. So they will love you for who you are. So don't try and pretend to be somebody else by trying to be another person and trying to change, you know, what you do and trying to do things that you don't love so that someone else is going to hopefully buy something or like you more, or to try and do things that you're not good at because you think somehow that's going to be good. Realize that you're beautiful, wonderful, you've got so much to give by being yourself. So, you know, make a note of this. I'm going to be myself, I'm going to love myself, and people will love you for being who you are, you know, because you can, otherwise, if you don't do that, then you're trying to be someone else, you know, and imitation is suicide. So we know this, you know, you have to get deep and recognize that you're wonderful just the way you are, and that is where your power is, that is where the wealth is, that's where the success is, that's where the ease and grace is. Everything is around that one area, really.
Absolutely. So how do we start? Now that you've written down your not-to-dos, how do you actually start owning your true worth? How do you start actually feeling or being your authentic self, not worried about what people are going to think about you or so on and so forth? How do we start owning our true worth and start charging what we deserve? So for tonight, we're going to start with you, because as an entrepreneur, your business and your business interactions, everything to do, your marketing, everything is always going to be a reflection of you, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's you. So, you know, if you don't value yourself, and this is really where it begins with not only business, but wealth in general, okay, and when we're talking about abundance and living an abundant life, if you don't value yourself, if you don't value your worth, you're going to experience all sorts of different levels of suffering in your life. You're going to be settling for less. You're going to feel resentments because maybe because you don't own your worth, you give, you know, you come to the point where you're going to ask someone to pay you for a certain service, and then you second guess yourself and you offer them this crazy discount that totally is way less than what you're really worth, with what your service is really worth, and it's totally not an equal exchange. And then you start to feel resentment and so on and so forth. Essentially, you're just going to feel like you're going to keep playing small. You know, you're going to feel inhibited if you don't own your worth. So we're going to start by playing a quick little game. So hopefully you have a piece of paper and pen in front of you. And this game is just to start getting a feel of where you're at. Where is your thermostat right now as far as owning your worth and what you feel inside of what you're really worth, okay? Because when we're talking about business, you know, nothing happens until really an exchange is made with someone. So if you have an issue around actually charging people for what you're worth, maybe you get a little nervous. I know I had a lot of this happen when I first started, right? And I just second-guessed myself. You know, I had all sorts of inhibitions, okay? And we're going to get to that. That's going to be the next part of it, is how do you start releasing your wealth inhibitions, because that's a big part that holds us back from just being able to charge what we're worth, to value ourselves, value what we're delivering, and so on and so forth. So, Michael, you ready to play a little game?
I'm always ready for games, fun games. That's the meaning
yeah.
of life.
Awesome. Okay, so we're going to ask you the following question. And to just answer or just tune in, okay? And when we're done with this, see if you want to put in your number. As honest as you can be, feeling it inside, what resonates for you? So for your time, okay, for your time, doing what you love. Let's start nice and low. Are you worth, and we're going to talk about monetary worth here because this is what it revolves around. A lot of this is around money and our programs around money and wealth and abundance. So are you worth $1 an hour? Now, maybe at that moment you're like, what?
What the
hell? No. I'm worth way more than that. Okay. Are you worth $10,000 an hour?
Ooh. Ding, ding, ding.
Maybe that's a little too high. So let's just keep playing this game. Let's just keep feeling this out. How about $25 an hour? $50 an hour? $60 an hour for your time, for your service, for what you deliver, and not only that, for the transformation and results that you're offering to your clients. Is that worth $75 an hour if it's by time? Is it worth $100 an hour? I'm just going to keep throwing out these numbers. Just feel into this. What about $200? $200 an hour. Maybe sounds like too much? Too little? If it's too little, just bring it down and take it from there. I'm going to keep going up for anyone that just needs to hear that and feel it. How about $300 an hour? Anywhere between $200 to $300 an hour. $400. Notice how you react to certain numbers. And notice just your resonance or repellent. Okay, if you have a vibration that just goes off, like, ooh, I don't think so. No, definitely not $200 an hour. Like, whoa. That's too much, right? Or $100 an hour, come on. whatever it is for you, just be totally honest with yourself. Just feel into this. How about $1,000? Anywhere between $500 to $1,000. An hour. Feel into that. See what actually resonates for you. And once you have that number, once you find that sweet spot, write it down. Where's the place that you feel that truly honors all the wonderful gifts, your message, the transformation you're creating in someone else's life, either through a product or service? How much is your time worth? How much are you, for your time, are you worth? Find that number. When you have it, just go ahead and put it into the Q&A. Just stick it in there. Put down the number. What resonates for you? Feel into it. And just notice, again, it's such a funny little thing with these numbers, right? Because, by the way, these numbers, they're just numbers, right? Money is just paper, and so on and so forth. Value is something else, okay? So we're just getting a quick little shift here in thinking of your value and putting a certain amount of money in exchange. Like, how much would I need to pay you, really, for you to help me out in whatever service that you're delivering? What would really honor you, where you feel amazing? You feel just great being paid that amount. It feels good. You would do it again.
Good. It's really good to know this, because then when you are working, when you're doing what you do, then you feel supported, you feel noble, you know, you feel proud in a good way, you feel strong, you know, you have that sense of self-respect, and you don't feel like you're wasting your time or you're being, you know, abused by anyone or you're stressed out. You feel good about it. So we've got some nice numbers here, you know, 150, 120, 150 to 300, 75 to 150. An hour. And these are nice numbers. And actually, if you do a bit of math, if you add that up, that actually becomes like $200 an hour. If you work 5 hours a day for 5 days a week, it ends up being around $200,000 a year, which is comfortable, you know. So you need all these numbers, when you get the calculator out, you start seeing that this all adds up pretty nicely. And having a comfortable life and doing service is good. You know, abundance is a wonderful thing, and you deserve to have that.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, this is, like you were saying, Michael, it's so important to get a sense of this, you know, because, I asked myself that question a lot when I started out. It's like, wow, you know, I met certain people. I've met people that charge $500 an hour. I've met people that charge up to $1,000 and some $2,000 for an hour of their time. And I just asked myself, like, how is that possible? Right? I mean, are they really that much better at this than some of these other people, or, you know, some of these other coaches or different people in that service? Are they really that much better? And upon deeper investigation, a lot of times actually I found out that no, not necessarily. Actually, many times I found that it wasn't that they were, you know, they had this super, super special way of, you know, doing the same thing. It's just that they valued their time, they valued themselves, and they valued the service and transformation they were doing in the world, and they were perfectly comfortable charging that amount that they felt valued for. And the interesting thing was that these people, a lot of the people that I met that were charging large amounts of money for their time, were also the people that were the most booked. You know, they had like months and months of, you know, and you had to wait in line. So upon my investigation, a huge part of that, besides some other things that we're going to be talking about tonight, but a huge part of it was just owning their worth, owning their value. getting in touch with that number, right? That number for you. How much is it, right? And start playing with that. How would you feel if you started getting paid $200 an hour? If you wrote $125 or $100, how would it feel to get paid $200? And just notice your inner reaction to that. And we're gonna show you a very powerful and elegant way of how to start releasing any inhibitions. If $125 feels wonderful to you, then write on. But if you feel also that, well, you know, really, actually, it might be a little more, right? If you feel that, and it's not just you've landed on that number and you feel totally like, yep, that's it. That's how I feel alive and vibrant by charging this much for my service. I feel valued and it feels good. If it's not that, then we're going to show you how to start releasing that.
Yeah, I just wanted to share, you know, a friend of mine, he is a mechanic, and, you know, he's a very good mechanic, and he comes to my house and fixes things when they need to be done, and he was charging $20 an hour for his time. And I was like, this, I couldn't believe it, because any other mechanic is at least $85 an hour, if not more like $100 or $150. And I was like, $20 an hour, what is going on here? So I actually started, I said, look, let me just, you can just do the car and I'll give you, he actually asked me, can I just work for you and we do a trade and you give me some sessions. So I've now got him charging like 80 or 100 an hour and he's now going to be doing special things on people's cars to make them run better and a very specialized service and charging a lot of money for it. And it was just this bizarre thing in his head that he didn't feel he could charge more than 20 an hour, but now he's going to be charging a lot of money and providing an extremely specific and very, very, very powerful service to people. You know, so it's just a little shift and all of a sudden magic happens. So you, if he can do it, then definitely you can do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it was Dan Kennedy. This is just coming from a lot of the research that, was part of my education in business and so on and so forth. But learning from some of good old Dan Kennedy's stuff, he, in his work as coaching multi-millionaires, he said that across the board, almost every single entrepreneur that he's ever coached on all levels of income and so on and so forth, that they were always, they could always start charging, almost all of them, at least 200% to 1,000% more than what they were charging for their services or their products. And most of it was just because they had wealth inhibitions. They were afraid of what other people might say based on what they were selling. They didn't feel comfortable with it and so on and so forth. You know, this whole thing of just feeling inhibited around money, these programs around money, believing that unconsciously, you know, unconsciously, all this stuff is mostly unconscious because we see it in our behavior and we're like, why was I so nervous? Gosh, just asking for that money for this service. Why was I feeling so, just out of it? Right? Most of that's because it's unconscious. It's a belief inside that's inhibiting you. And it's holding back the clients. It's holding back money. It's holding back a lot of things. Right? So, once you have your number, let's move into the next step, which is how to release your wealth inhibitions. Shall we jump into this, Michael? Are you ready to do this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Let's do it, man.
Freedom.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about it. We're going to change the vibration starting right now. And yes, I said the word vibration. For any hard-nosed entrepreneurs that are on this call, it's all about vibration, and that's old news. And what we're going to do is start changing the counter vibrations, the counter intentions inside of you that are actually messing with you. They're messing with you from actually grounding down this value that you feel you're delivering, this value that you feel you deserve, this value and so on and so forth, this value, to just ground it down. So the real deal with business creation and wealth creation is the following, and you may want to write this down. And we did a whole class on this, didn't we, Michael? We did a whole call on this specific thing. But write this down, because this is powerful. It has everything to do with not only business and wealth, but everything in your life. Here it is. We all tend to create whatever is in alignment with our highest values. Okay, we all tend to create, just going to say it again, we tend to create whatever is in alignment with our highest values, with what's most important to us. And here's the other side of that coin. We tend to move away from things that challenge our values. Our values are an unconscious filter. And we do this most of the time, totally unconsciously, through behavior. So we move away from things that challenge our values. Now, if you are hesitant to charge what you're worth most of the times, it's not necessarily because you don't value yourself. Like tonight, we're tuning into, well, what value do you put on your service, on your products, and so on and so forth. A lot of times, it might not even be that. You most likely are doing this hesitancy to charge in other areas of your life, but if you are undercharging or you're not getting paid what you feel you're truly worth, it may be totally because you actually have these wealth inhibitions. Unconsciously, again, you have programs around getting paid, and every time you do, every time that happens, you quiver and shake whenever you're going to ask someone to pay for your services, right? And that is a good sign that you're feeling that they're inhibited, that there are wealth programs in you that are inhibiting you, and they're not an attractive power or magnet to wealth, right? So here's how we start to bring this back into balance and start recalibrating this, bring it into balance so that you have the both poles, you have a proper magnet, and you feel free to charge what you're worth and start doing all of the things that it's going to take for you to create a successful business with ease. Because your values, that's what we're tuning into right now, your values are determining your behaviors, right? What you feel is most important. Now, we don't have time to go really deep into this because there's a lot of work to be done in the realm of values and how to do that. But just for now, just really quickly, go ahead and write down what are your top five values. What are the top five things you feel are most important for you in your life? What are the most important things for you? Now, we don't have time to go deeper into, you know, we did a whole class on this. You can find the recordings this week still on the blog by clicking the different webcast links on each of the calls. I believe that was the wealth call. You can find the recording there all about this specific topic. So because there is a difference between your perceived values and your actual values. But for now, we're just going to work with, just to move quickly here, the values that you feel right now are your top most important things in your life in order as best as you can. So for example, like Michael. Can I pick on you, Michael?
Yeah, you can pick on me.
Yay! All right, I didn't know who else to call on, so. So, bro, what is your top number one value? What's most important for you?
Well, I mean, it seems to change a little bit, but I just did this exercise and I had clarity, actually, as the number one value. Clarity, followed by love, a sense of calmness, like harmony. Abundance is my fourth value, and then service, and you know, benevolence, giving. You know,
awesome.
I mean, these are all really giving things.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So these are the most important things to you in order. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, this is what, I mean, I could probably go back and go through another process and might come up with another list, but this is what just came there and then. Yeah.
Right. So I'm just going to assume, based on what you said, that, for example, like your top value of clarity, that you'll actually put things into place, you'll do things very easily, you'll make things happen even without necessarily consciously doing it, but you'll try to make sure to make things clear in your world, in your life, in your business, just aiming for that clarity. It just comes, mm-hmm. it's part of your package, so to speak.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Clarity.
You don't have to try to do this. This is just something that I can't
help it. If it's not clear, then I'll do something about it, even if I'm not aware of what's happened. I'll have hard conversations if I need to, and spend the time on that just naturally.
Exactly. So thanks, Michael. Thanks for letting me take on you a little bit. Essentially, essentially, you know, the main thing to be aware of here is that your values are determining your results, or determining your behaviors, and whatever's at the top of your values, okay, whatever's at the top of your values is what you're going to see around you in your world, and you're going to be doing it with ease. Whatever you do that's in alignment with your values, you're always there, you're always organized, you show up on time, right? It's important to you, right? Whatever's not in alignment with your highest values, you usually procrastinate, you usually hold things off, you're disorganized, you don't show up, and so on and so forth. This is just what happens naturally. So if we're ever going to create any sense of abundance and wealth, abundance and coaching clients and so on and so forth, being able to ask for money and not feeling inhibited, then we're going to have to link these processes, okay, with our values, with what's important to us. So really quickly, if I can ask each and every one of you to go ahead and just insert some of your values, so that way we can see actually, you know, how we can maybe even pick on certain specific values and see how you can order them, and so they're specific to you. So if you can go ahead and write down in the Q&A on the webcast, what are your top five values in order as best as you can, what's most important to you in order, and I know we're moving a little bit fast, but you can actually do this. We all have a sense of what's actually most important to us. Okay, so go ahead, and whenever you have that down, even if it's the first three, if you're having a hard time coming up with five, feel free to just put that into the webcast, because we're about to start linking all of these things when it comes to business, when it comes to wealth, and so on and so forth, start linking them with what's most important to you and what are the questions that you need to ask yourself whenever you're going to do something, and actually better to do it beforehand so you can stack it all up so that it's easy for you. You don't even have to think about it once it's all set up in your unconscious mind. It's very much like a computer program. We're just going to change the software a little bit. Okay, so we have a few coming in. Harmony, wonderful. Okay, so let's wonderful. Good. Good work, folks. This is looking wonderful. All right, so let's go into this. Let's go into how do you start linking your values? Okay, so let's take money. Shall we start with just money, Michael? Shall we just start really broad like that? What do you think we should start with?
Yeah, I think money, because at the end of the day, if you're an entrepreneur, you already value service, you already value creativity. Most of the time, it's a lack of just people paying you that is, you know, that's a big one. So let's start with that for sure.
Yeah. Okay, wonderful. Yeah, because just to note here, so far, every single response that we're getting here on the webcast, every single one so far, and we've had quite a few coming in right now. I don't know if you're reading these, Michael.
I can see them, yet.
Oh, every single one except for one. All right, well, here's the thing. Everybody here, most people anyway, actually do not have on their top Okay, and again, like Michael said, this changes for different things, right? But right now we're tuning in there in life, okay, in your top values. And I'm sure if we were to go deeper, you might find it somewhere in the value system. But getting paid for what you love to do, or simply getting paid well, or money in general, your value of money, it actually wasn't, well, from what I see, it wasn't really showing up. And here's the deal, is that, you know, I remember being at this seminar where a person was guiding us to do exactly what we're about to do. And he asked folks to, you know, just the folks that are multimillionaires to please stand up. People that have been able to create wealth through their businesses and so on. And just a very few people, okay, very few people actually got up. And the seminar leader asked those folks that got up, can you please share what your top values are? And in the top three, at the very least three, money, being able to do what you love and get paid well for it, wealth, was one of those top three. And when other people looked at their values, they found that, oh, I guess it didn't even land on the map. It's not even there. Wow. So can we see why you might have certain inhibitions to money if it's something you really might not even fully value, right? Because there's all sorts of associations and other stuff around it. So here's what you do, okay, to make some very real examples here. Let's say some of your top values are, joy or connection with yourself or freedom, okay, any of these things, okay. The question to ask yourself is, how does getting paid well for what I love, or you can just say, how does getting paid a lot of money or attracting a lot of money serve you to live this higher value of yours, to live it fully and even more so in your life? So let's say one of your values was freedom, okay? That's one of your values. So how would earning and generating more money support you to live more free in your life? What would you be able to do? What would it provide for you? How would it serve you? How would it actually allow you to go even deeper and experience this value of yours, what you consider to be important, even more? Okay, another one may be having fun. I'm seeing another one on the list here. If one of your values is having fun, well, how does generating income, how does getting paid wonderfully for what you do, getting paid exactly what you want for what you do, support you to have more fun? And the thing here is to just start stacking it up. Just start writing down. Stack it up so that it's totally aligned. It makes sense. Oh, yeah, well, you know, because if you feel great, if you value getting paid for something because it actually supports you to live those things. One of the big ones, by the way, being spirituality, right, which I found myself in, and I'm sure, Michael, I think from our talks, I understand this was something that you experience as well. Like, if you value your spirituality or your connection with your inner being, then this is going to totally start shifting this for you, because when you can start linking this making of money, asking for what it is you feel you're worth, and you realize how it's supporting you to live a more spiritual life, to be able to go out and do those things, learn from those people, travel around the world, you know, have maybe a wonderful space even to do your spiritual practices and so on and so forth. I mean, what happens is that it just becomes easy. Again, it's linked up with your associations in your unconscious mind. This is associating yourself to your these things, to your values, right? And again, what we tend to create what's in alignment with our values, and it comes easy to us. So lastly, just to wrap up this section here, you want to ask yourself, how does generating more income or getting paid what you deserve, whatever that one thing is that you're currently having, you know, maybe you're being inhibited in, how does that serve you to live this purpose even more? How does it serve you to make this even more of a reality in your life, to make it bigger, to make it even better?
I'd just like to do something a bit spontaneous here. We've got a few people on the call, actually, on the phone. If anyone would love to just share your answer to that, you can just press *6. I think it's *6? No, *2. And we'll unmute you for a moment. You can just share how living your values and getting paid are connected. So we'd love to encourage you because, you know, this is a coaching call. So let us know what you've learned here. So we've got a few people on the line here. Anne, I can see your name is on here. *2 to raise your hand, and then we'll unmute you.
And feel free.
If you want to, you know. Or not, no pressure, but this is nice, you know, because these are real people, and we're all here. And I've just while you're, you know, like getting ready to do this, for me personally, clarity, the more money I have, the more I can pay people to do things that can take care of making things more clear, because they can have systems, more and more systems, and that's useful. Love is a big value to me. You know, I can, the more money I have, I can feel that I'm just here to be loving. I don't have any ulterior motives or anything. I can just basically be myself and just enjoy. Peace is a value. If I have more and more and more money, I don't have to think about money, so I can just be in peace. That's not going to get stressed out. Abundance and money is already a value, so the more I have, the more that's fulfilled. And service, you know, is a value of mine. So the more money I have, the more service I can do with ease and grace. So, you know, and so for me, it's like absolutely there's no problem with it. It's just going to enhance my life and my values. So if anyone would love to share, then you can
it
right
looks
now.
Looks like we got someone here, bro. N+ at 973-743-3955. We're going to unmute you.
Anne.
One moment. Do you have this, or do you
there
want me
go.
To do this, Michael?
Yeah, okay. Anne, can you speak for a moment? Are you there? Anne, are you there?
One second. Okay.
I think.
Anne? You're on the call, Anne.
Oh.
Can you hear us, Anne?
Interesting.
See if you can press.
Hello. Oh, there you go.
Okay, you hear me now?
Yay,
yeah.
Wonderful.
All right.
So tell us all about it. Yeah, what a joy to hear you.
Thank you. It's such a joy to be on the call, and you have it right here on the phone. I'm so grateful, you know. And I was just writing down, my values change. They seem to go on different things. Like, I have money, and then I have, you know, friendships, my purpose, spirituality, and they go back and forth. You know, like, it's... The first, there's so many that it's not that focused.
Right.
Like, just five. Like, there seems to be I want more. But, you know, of course, money is one of them, and having fun and feeling clarity and focus. And my spirituality is very important to me, to be centered and calm and feeling at peace, and intuitiveness, to be intuitive to, you know, pick up on other people and what they might need, you know, when I'm working with them. So
Absolutely.
That's how I feel along. So
awesome.
Go ahead. Yeah.
So Anne,
awesome.
So sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead and finish your thought there.
No, I was just responding. Go ahead, I'm ready.
Okay. All right. So Anne, let's take one of these values that you have. Which one would you like to start with? Let's just start tuning into what did you write down? How is making money, generating wealth, being paid what you deserve, how is that going to support you to live some of the values that you've already mentioned?
how is it going to support me with the values in terms of money?
Yeah, well, specifically, let's say, like, your spirituality, right? So you mentioned that spirituality is something that's very important to you, right?
Yeah.
So how would you generating more wealth and abundance, as far as money goes, how would that support you to go deeper into your spirituality, to cultivate it even more?
It would allow me to be able to do more with other people that are like-minded like myself, or to go deeper with them, and that I could train or I could learn or be safe to where I could feel like, you know, pay someone that could help me go deeper, you know,
mm-hmm.
and train, you know, get a coach, get somebody who's gone there who could, you know, show me how to get there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, here's how to take it even deeper, just for everyone that's on the call. So let's say you get a coach, that having more money would allow you to have a coach that's already been where you want to go, that they're going to help you to make things happen. Right? How would that serve you?
That would serve me immensely, because then I'm on my way to being everything I want to be. I mean, that I already am, but I'm not living that I already am. It's like I'm not fully, I need help, you know, to get there. And I'll be much, much able to have that in action if I go ahead and do that. You know, it'll be it'll be more out there for me to feel more confident, more at ease with myself, you know.
So generating money would allow you to actually be able to hire someone that will allow you to help you feel more confident in yourself, feel more at peace with these things, learn these things, apply these things, and so on and so forth, and everything else that you mentioned.
Yes, exactly.
Awesome. Awesome.
It is.
So this is just, what's that?
It is awesome. I would love that.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is that, of course, it can happen, and it can happen very easily in your life. But there has to, like we're talking about, right, we want to make sure that there's no counter intentions that are working against this particular thing. So let's, shall we do one more, Michael? Do we have time to do one more?
Yeah, let's do another one. We know, yeah, absolutely. Anyone else? Anne, this is beautiful. What else have you got for us?
Okay, one more, another value?
Yes.
Okay, I definitely want, the service is really important to me. I want to put my action, my whole being into a service that I can feel the value in that it's such a joy to be able to help someone else, and it's helping me too. I mean, it's helping me be me in that.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely, that is high on the list, and so is money, because, of course, we need money to live. So those two things.
Right. So how would having more money, being paid what you feel you're worth, whatever your number that you put down tonight, how would that support you to serve more people, to serve more? What would you be able to do in service if you had more money?
I could have better things that I can promote, like on a website with, you know, market myself better. I would be able to have when I think of technology, being able to have more money to learn more about technology and how to better market myself and not waste so much time, but, you know, not on just trying to figure it out myself, but to pay someone to help me do that.
And if you had those things, if you had more knowledge of certain things, you got the trainings and you were able pay for those easily, and you were able to reach more people and so on and so forth, how would that serve you to serve even more people, to be even of not only serve more people, but to be even more of service to those people?
Because now I'm set up to where I can attract more people that I could help in the way I really want to help them through that way, just like I found you guys, you know. just it's just being out there, like in the world, from one location. But your connection is everywhere, and I just feel like I would feel more confident in myself, knowing that how I could set myself up in a better way to reach people and help them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, awesome. Thank you so much for sharing and for being courageous enough to raise your hand and say, yeah, I'm going to jump on this call. We really appreciate you doing that and for jumping on this spontaneous
so much,
little thing.
So much love, blessings.
Yes, and I so appreciate you as well, both of you, and I love you guys so much.
Likewise, Anne, for sure. So, Anne, just really quickly here, you know, what I want to encourage you to do, and actually everybody on the call with this specific thing that we're doing here, is to just keep writing down even more. Get really clear as best as you can. Refine it like you're sharpening a knife, right? Refine it so that you're very clear. You have at least 100 different ways that getting paid well for each one of these values, right? Getting paid well will serve you to live these values even more, to give you more access to express these things in your life.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Awesome.
Thank you. It's great. It's wonderful.
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. Blessings. Awesome.
Yes.
We're going to hit the little mute button here.
Yes.
Aloha. Speak to you again. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that's great. So I hope everyone listening to that, you know, you get an idea of how powerful this is, and you know that just by doing this, you can go deeper and deeper, and you're going to release those unconscious blocks that are stopping you from getting paid what you deserve. And you're going to start seeing some shifts, so take that away with you. So what's the next thing, Joshua?
Okay, so yeah, we're going to get close to the – well, we got a good bit here. So we're always – you know, our intent is always to, like, give you as much gold as we possibly can, but the time is always something, right? So anyway, we might go on just a little bit longer tonight, but we're going to – encourage you to stick around because this next stuff is just so important. So this next part is your own personal magnetism as a person that carries a character. It's part of your ego structure or your inner self-image, this self-concept you have. And there are certain aspects of this self-concept that connect with the deepest parts of ourselves, right, the qualities that are of our heart and the qualities of our mind. So there are four specific qualities which create the most magnetism, the most harmony and order in our lives and in our business and as a person that represents a service. So for a heart-centered entrepreneur, these are truly a must as they impact your whole lives and the lives of your perfect customers, which Michael's going to talk about here in just a moment, and the influence you have in their lives. So here they are. Write these down and tune in. We're going to go through this really quickly. We don't actually have time to go deeper into this, but here are the four qualities that you always want to carry with you as part of your what you're representing and how you do things. And because these are magnetic
qualities. Before you do that,
quality.
wait, Josh. Before you do it, just make sure you got a separate piece of paper. There's no point in just writing this stuff down. Write it down and stick it somewhere so you can see it after the call, okay?
Yeah.
It's really important that you can actually see these things and let them go into you, okay? So a clean piece of paper is and nice writing and just make it become part of your life, what we're talking about here.
Absolutely. Okay, so the two qualities of the heart, the first two we want to start with, are one, gratitude. Being in this constant state and practice of gratitude. That is such a magnetic force and will always order, it will create order in yourselves. You people have healed of amazing things from this, just this one specific act, practice, aspect of character that is gratitude. Gratitude is the first one. Second, love. Love for yourself, love for your customers, love for everything that you do. Simply being, coming from love. Right? Even the most, you know, I remember being at this one seminar with a very, very well-known marketer. Actually, I'll just say his name is John Carlton, who is an extremely well-known direct marketer, copywriting genius. And he, in that seminar, he really brought something powerful to the whole thing because he said, you know, in all of my years of doing this, the most important thing that I've found that makes all the difference in your business and how much money comes to you and how you're able to run everything is love.
So true.
Absolutely. So those are the two qualities from the heart, gratitude and love. Now, for the other two qualities that are of your mind, because when your heart and mind are aligned, when you have both things in balance, this creates magnetism in your being. It creates order in your life, in your thinking. It creates clarity. It allows you to shine. And that would be three, certainty. Certainty. Your level of certainty with what you do, with what you offer, your services. Your level of certainty every time you say, yes, I charge $1,000 an hour. That's how much I charge. That's the fair exchange for what I'm offering you. Your certainty in that, yes, what I'm going to share with you is going to change your life. I'm going to help you transform these things in your life. And I know for a fact that if you do these things, they're going to change your life. Your ability to be certain, your certainty in yourself, in your service, and so on and so forth, is a powerful, attractive force that influences everyone around you. And, you know, I heard one spiritual teacher once say that the person with the most certainty in the room is usually the person that's controlling the room. Your level of certainty. And the fourth is your presence. Your ability to just be here and not anywhere else. It's really a type of focus. So when you're in this state of gratitude, when you have these four things combined, gratitude, love, certainty, and presence in your business, in everything you do, everything will align itself in order around you. This goes way beyond simple, a lot of the surface levels of the law of attraction and so on and so forth. This magnetism, these powerful inner elements that express themselves in the world. They literally shape things in our world. Gratitude, love, certainty, and presence will always be. These are like the four pillars of what makes you shine, right, with ease. So, yeah, like Michael said, put it on a poster, you know, get something made up. It's awesome. So with that being said, we're just going to quickly move on to the very last thing. Remember, gratitude, love, certainty, and presence, the two qualities of the heart and of the mind that are going to create magnetism in your life and in your business. So, Michael, go ahead and take it away. Last step here.
Mm-hmm. This is the final thing. And this is a lot of the stuff we've been sharing with you has been releasing the brakes, shifting consciousness, making things click in a particular way, you know, inner workings. And this last step is actually very practical. Of course, those other things are very practical in their own way, but this is something you can do and think about in terms of your actual business, your service, what you're doing right now. So this is all about you becoming a lighthouse, because like we said at the beginning, there are people in the world right now, just think about this, feel into this, there are human beings just like you, just like me, in the world right now who are doing certain things. Some of them may be asleep, some of them may be waking up, some of them may be here, some of them may be there. And they want what you have. And they love you and they want to buy stuff from you and they want your services. And they're real people and they're going to pay you. So the question is not about whether or not they're there, because they exist. The question is, how can you really serve them from your heart? How can you put your love into action and provide a service that is absolutely wonderful and that they thank you for very, very deeply? So these few questions we're going to go through now quickly are going to help you look at what you do with your business, with your service, and see how you can improve that, how you can make it even more wonderful. You know, because you can imagine from the other side, whenever you receive a service, if someone just goes that extra mile, you really appreciate it. You know, when people just do that little extra thing, they pay attention to the details, you appreciate it and you feel happy paying them if they do a really good job. So with your business, what are those things that you can do to make your service, your business, your products just that little bit better, a bit more polished, a bit more beautiful? Because the more you value what you're doing, the more everyone else will value it. Just like with diamonds and jewels, they're normally put in a very beautiful box. You know, if you just throw it on the floor, it doesn't seem the same. If you put it in a nice velvet, really classy box, it seems more valuable. So if you can package your business and have that respect for what you're doing, then people will also appreciate you more and they'll pay you more. So get ready with a pen and paper, and we're just going to ask these questions. And we're going to be going through these fairly quickly, but just make sure to write down the question, and you can go into far more depth with this in your own time afterwards. So the first one is just simply, what is your service? What is your product or service? What is it that you're offering people? Okay, question one, what is your service?
Yeah, and I just want to add a little something with that, Michael. You know, when you're going into also what is your service, you just want to be clear that, you know, you go into not only the mechanics of it, like what is it that you do for people, right? What is it that you literally do? But also how far, and I suppose this is actually going further into this. Actually, I'm just going to pull back a little bit because I believe this is actually part of the next question. But you want to you want to go farther to see how it goes beyond also what you're writing down. But I won't ruin the surprise, and I hope I haven't spoiled anything, Michael.
No. It's good. The thing is, you know, we've got, you know, more trainings coming up, and we can go into so much detail about the subtleties of all this, but you can really get some results just by doing this exercise. So what is your service? Just, you can think about that. Just write down whatever comes. Allow whatever comes first just to find itself on the page without censoring it or editing it. Now the second question, and we're going to be going through these quickly. Second question, write down all the ways your service is a benefit to people and to the world. How is it a benefit to the people, to the world, to others? Just write down the benefits. So you start to appreciate that what you're doing is really helping. It's really beneficial. You're providing a value. You're being benevolent. So in what ways is your service a benefit to the world, to other people and to the world? All right, so wrap up whatever you're writing down. Let's move on. You can add to this later. The third question, write down all the ways you are the perfect person to deliver this service. write down all the ways that you, personally, you are the perfect person to deliver this service. What is it about you that makes you the perfect person to do this? Because of your story, your experience, because of your passion. Just write down why it's you that is perfect for this. Okay, so just finish your sentence. We're going through quick, but you can get a lot from this anyway. The next question is, who is your perfect customer? Who is your perfect customer? Okay, and what we mean by this is not everyone really wants what you've got. You know, there's nearly 7 billion people, so of course not everyone is your perfect customer. So what are the characteristics of your perfect customer, you know? What are they like? How old are they? What are they interested in? What makes them perfect? Somebody who would say, yes, thank you, I'm so grateful for this. I really, really, really appreciate it. And, you know, like I was sharing before, when I discovered who my perfect customers were, I really don't like the word customer, actually, in a sense, because I feel we're like family, you know, we're just here to help each other. But when I found out who I'm here to serve, it made it so much easier, and as I started to appreciate what I'm doing and the way that I'm doing it, all of a sudden far more people appeared and they're very happy to pay for things because I know that I'm delivering something that's going to change their life and make their life easier. They feel better and they become free. And they experience grace, and they have an amazing experience, and they get more money, you know, it's such a joy. So just write down, who is your perfect customer? What are the characteristics of your perfect customer? Imagine they're sitting across from you on a chair. What do they look like? What are they doing? What makes them perfect? Are they men or women? What are they interested in? What's their problem? What are their goals? And the more you know this perfect customer, the more you can attract it. So just go ahead, finish off what you're writing. You can go back to this. This is really important to be able to see really, really clearly what these people actually look like and how they are. It's hugely powerful. And the last question is, how can you improve your product or service so it's a perfect match for your perfect customer? And how can you improve your service so it's a perfect match for your perfect customer? What can you do to make whatever you're doing with your business even better? Just imagine that you were speaking to your perfect customer and you said, what would you like that would make this even better for you? Just imagine you asked them the question, how could this be even better than it is now? What would they say? There's a few little details that I'm sure could be improved in whatever you're doing. And this isn't what you think, this is what they would want, you know? That's what makes a difference. Imagine you're talking to them, what would they say to you? So just think about one thing that you do or a few things you do, and how could you just make it that little bit better so that it's a perfect match. Don't worry about everyone in the world. Don't worry about trying to serve everyone, but your perfect customer, what would they love from you that would really be of service? This is really powerful. Now, if you actually do the things that you've just written down here, and you actually do this, start applying those ideas and make them happen in your business, you're going to start attracting a completely different quality of individual who is very, very, very happy to pay you for whatever you're doing. You know? Because you're giving from your heart, you're caring about them, you're really doing the best, and they're going to be absolutely thrilled to pay you. It's a joy to pay. I love paying people for things who do a good job. It brings me so much joy to pay people. I love it. So there's your five questions. You can go back and you can go into depth. These things are magic. If you really understand this and you apply it, you're going to see some serious shifts. And we can talk more about this another time, but right now, of course, we're nearly into 2 hours on this call, and we just wanted to give you that. So anything you want to add, Josh?
No, that was great. Good work. Yep. That was perfect. I think that, you know, I think the biggest thing here for everyone, just to be very clear on and maybe to drive this part home, you know, is really understanding how much you being able to know this person, this perfect customer of yours, this client, this person that you serve, this other human being. The more you're able to step into their shoes and really understand them, really empathize with them, and really feel into their life story and what they really, really are about, like Michael was sharing with you, it's just everything aligns itself to that, right? And it's easy because these people are already looking for you. You're just putting yourself right in for them, out there for them, right?
Yeah, it's such a difference. Like, the reason why are we even doing this call? We had this whole releasing the brakes course going on and everything. We thought, how can we serve you more? So we broke it up into 8 different calls. And this is about entrepreneurs. So I'm assuming that the reason you're on this call is because you aren't actually an entrepreneur. You actually have your own business and that you want to really go to the next level. You want to let go of whatever's holding you back. You know, you're having certain struggles and you basically want to get paid $200 an hour or more for doing what you love, and you should be, and that's what we're here for. That's why we're doing this call, and that's why we're doing the Releasing the Brakes course. And we do understand you, and we do understand how stressful it can be if you're trying so hard and you want to do this cool stuff with your life and it's just not working. So that's why we're here, and that's why we've got this course. So that, you know, that allows us to go deeper. For those of you who want to really take this to the next level, we've got something very exciting for you. And like we were saying at the beginning, we will even pay you to try this, you know, and we can share exactly what that means in a moment. But we want to help you go to wherever you want to go, you know, because at the end of the day, this is your life. And if you crack these things, then it means you're going to have more money, you're going to have more joy, and everything's going to be way easier. And you're going to have more time to do whatever you need to do and less of that tedious stuff that's slightly stressful. So Joshua, why don't you take it away and tell them exactly what we're doing here?
Sure, absolutely. So this is, first of all, you know, I just want to say that we really hope that you've enjoyed everything that we've shared with you tonight. Everything, you know, like Michael was saying, we both Michael and I have had many meetings to to see how can we serve you more? How can we over-deliver so you just feel like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe all of this amazing, powerful stuff that works, right? Methods and practical things you can start doing in your life and your health and your wealth and your business that will start making a shift for you now. And so we really hope you felt that, the over-delivery that we've been creating these last few days and the last few weeks, and you feel that. Now, for those of you that would love to go even deeper, if you're the type of person that recognizes the value of investing in things that bring more back to you than what you get, then I want to encourage you to listen carefully. Because in business and service work, it's really all about this ROI, right? This return on investment. And we want to give you something that will increase your sales, that will take your business to the next level, it'll save you time, and help you actually grow your service in abundance, right? And receive abundance for that. So we're, like Michael said, we're so confident about this training that we've just opened the doors to, about how it's going to change your life and your business, that we will literally pay you if it doesn't work. So here it is. The Releasing the Brakes Elite Coaching Program is by far the most in-depth training that Michael and I have ever done on any front on letting go of whatever's holding you back, letting go of any of these unconscious limiting beliefs that are holding you back from creating what you want in your life, in your business, your relationship, just all your whole life. And the Elite Training Program itself will help you just get clear inside. So you can start to create these things. You can start to create the business you want and everything else with ease, with a sense of fearlessness. The certainty actually comes very easily when you don't have these counter intentions, right? So you can finally just stop playing small, stop holding back your light in the world, and just go full out, right? Live the adventure and be a participator, not just a spectator. And start making more money in your business and just shine, right? Attract all the wonderful clients that you want. Now, this training itself is jam-packed with the most powerful releasing tools and methods that we've come across in our research of over 25 years of experience to rewire your unconscious mind and release these negative emotions from your past and recreate yourself completely as the powerhouse that you already are. You already are perfect. Right? It's just this other stuff on the outside, these shells, layers that are holding back that light. So in this training, we're going to be covering how to use NLP, how to use self-hypnosis, how to do shadow work, which we've done a little bit on these calls. We're going to dive deep into HUNA, into meridian tapping techniques, also known as EFT, and go deeper into that. We're going to go into psycho-cybernetics, quantum psychology, dehypnotizing the wounded child. I mean, there are so many aspects that we've brought together and synergized together in this training that are going to help you to really start releasing your brakes and be free to create what you want, right, in life, to just express yourself in life without these inhibitions. So I want to share with you really quickly just all the different things that come with this course. Now, if in case you haven't seen the video that we've put out, we're going to share with you the link. Actually, I'll give you that link right now. The link is www.releasingthebrakes, and brakes is spelled B-R-A-K-E-S. Okay, that's like the brakes in your car. So releasingthebrakes.com/open. So you can see that video after the call at any time. But just to give you a quick little rundown of everything that this program includes, because it's just jam-packed. So the first part is that you're going to receive the Releasing the Brakes Elite Coaching Program itself, which is going to be 7 live calls, much like this one, but we're going to be going much deeper specifically on what tools you're going to be using to release these brakes that are happening in your unconscious mind. This is a value that Michael and I put together of over $3,500 of our personal coaching and time. And we're going to be doing a lot of this spotlight coaching like Anne participated in tonight, which was awesome. You're also going to be receiving MP3 recordings of every single call. So you can always listen to it afterward and just keep training, right? Repatterning yourself with some of these techniques and insights that we're going to be sharing with you. You're also going to be receiving word-for-word transcripts. So if in case you're more of a visual learner, you can follow along. You can make sure that you can take notes as you keep moving forward. Or, you know, if you're like me, you can highlight certain things and so on and so forth, which is really awesome. Now, on top of that, we are creating this wonderful little center for all of the wonderful people that are joining us on this training, a wonderful little online forum that you'll have unlimited access to, and we'll be able to also coach you on the forum as well. And the value for that is just priceless, you know, to be able to interact with each other and anything that comes up along the way, we get to help you out. Now, you're also going to be receiving, on top of that, you're going to receive 5 core EFT videos that I'm going to do personally to show you how you can use EFT to go even deeper, some more advanced EFT techniques that you really won't find in any book unless you go to certain trainings for more advanced levels of how to use this particular tool. You're also going to receive the Releasing the Brakes Home Study course, which is just packed full of amazing stuff. This course in itself is a compilation, just that the home study course that took me many years to just compile in one place. And that's just an awesome blessing. As well as the Inner Self Image Home Study course, which Michael created, which is a whole thing in itself that will allow you to also build and really recreate this self-concept that you have on top of releasing the self-concept that you had. All right, so we're making sure we're releasing and we're building at the same time. Now, if you're one of the first 75 people to register, and I believe we're getting pretty close, you're also going to get the Advanced Secrets to Manifestation course, which is valued at $197, which is going to be 2 live calls like this, where we're going to share with you everything that we know that works to manifest things in your life with total ease. I mean, just really amping up your manifestation muscles, really turning up the synchronicities in your life, because there are certain understandings and insights that actually aren't shared, really. I mean, you really have to dig deep to find some of the things that we've been so blessed to learn from different mentors and teachers in our lives. So that's another part that you're going to receive. And on top of that, if you sign up before this Friday, okay, so that's December, what's the date on that? December 3rd, okay? If you sign up before December 3rd, you're also going to receive the Total Success Package that Michael and I are creating specifically for all the people that are part of this training, where we go through every area, much like these calls, but we're going to go in depth. It's going to be a very tight call. These are going to be pre-recorded sessions with Michael and I, where we share with you some advanced secrets of losing weight, for example. This is one thing that I love to share with people, of how I lost over 70 pounds of fat from my body. We're going to show you some deeper secrets of attracting wealth, of how to create fulfilling relationships, how to start tuning or turning up the confidence level, the natural confidence in your mind and body, and so much more. It's an incredible package that we're offering. It's a total over delivery, and the actual retail value for the whole package itself, including all the calls and everything else, comes out to be $6,223. And what's amazing about this is that we're not going to charge you anywhere near that much. So my friends, here's what we want to invite you to do now. If you could just trust and commit to yourself. We want to invite you to not waste any more time struggling to make these things happen in your life and start claiming your right to freedom, to abundance, to success, and fulfillment right away, starting now. And we're moving into this new year, right? So we want to help you to make that new year a totally different reality, so you're not dragging, right, this last year with you. right. Were you wanting to add something to that, Michael?
Yeah, I was just saying, you know, there's no point wasting time when we make these shifts. It's amazing what happens. This is what both Josh and myself have done. And all of a sudden there's more money. All of a sudden there's, you know, relationships change. I mean, I'm amazed. That's why we're doing this, because we found ourselves amazed how powerful this actually is. So we really want to give that to you, because it's such a joy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So my friends, we would love to have you join us on this amazing training, and we're making this available for an investment price, an investment, because it is an investment, because we're guaranteeing a huge return on investment. And again, if we don't fulfill our promise, we will literally pay you double your money back. And that's really how confident we are that this will change your life. So we're going to give you everything. You're going to get access to everything, the huge bundle of the home study courses, the pre-recorded sessions, the coaching, the live training calls, all the extra packages and everything, and some of those time-limited bonuses that we're offering as well, for only $497, which is really an amazingly low investment for everything we've got lined up for you. So it's only $497, or three very easy payments of $187, which is very doable. We were wanting to make this available for everybody in our tribe as much as possible without devaluing what we have in here, because this stuff is worth way over $6,000, and we know people that charge way more than, you know, what we're offering, at least, you know, maybe 3 to 4 times more, with not even half of what we're going to share with you on these calls. So again, the link, if you're ready to jump on board, the link to the page is releasingthebreaks.com/open. Now, just a quick little notice here. We decided that we will be raising the investment price this next week by midnight, Tuesday. And we're going to be raising the investment price to $1,497, which is still an amazing deal. But if you know in your heart, in your gut, that this is for you, if you know that all you have to do is simply change your programming, start letting go and releasing some of these limiting beliefs that are in your life, then we want to ask you and be very straight up with you to join us. Join us now to sign up and make these changes happen in your life. We want to help you do that. We want to help you to create what you want with ease, without this constant back and forth or creating these negative cycles in your life. So we look forward to seeing you on the training. We do have 2 more calls coming up this week. No, yeah, 2 more calls. That's right. Got lost in the week here. So on that note, my friends, we want to thank you again for being on this call, for showing up, for tuning into this information, for being here all the way through the call, and hopefully joining us to take the next steps and going deeper into this process. You know, it's such a pleasure for both of us to share these powerful insights and teachings that's taken us quite a bit of time. I mean, many years to figure this stuff out, put it together in an organized way that we can deliver it and you can get it, right? So we know that if you apply just what we've shared with you on this call tonight, more money, more wealth, more clients, and so on and so forth, it's inevitable, right? And you can go even further than that, and that's what we want to invite you to do. So on that note, Michael, any last words before we wrap it up for tonight?
Just say, trust yourself. Take a risk. Make 2011 the best year ever. You've got absolutely nothing to lose. Just give it a shot and see what happens, you know. Make it happen. All your dreams, all your visions, they have to happen. And we're just here, like Anne was saying, just to walk you through step by step, because we've gone through this process. We're on the other side, and we're here to help you have the most wonderful life. So go for it. Go for it, go for it, go for it. And people are already signing up. You know, it's filling up quickly. and the price is going to go up because this is really a $1,500 product. We're giving it really cheap just this first time. So go for it. What do you, you know, there's no point waiting around. We can start releasing the brakes right away and start seeing shifts happen in your life and in your business immediately.
Absolutely.
So go for it.
I just want to quickly add here, just I'm getting some questions. We're getting questions on the webcast. Just want to answer a couple of your questions. So if you do have any questions, feel free. Then we're going to wrap it up here and call it a night. But some people here, some folks are asking if they'll be able to communicate with us through email and help them out privately. Now, we do offer private sessions. We do have higher levels of this training if you require more personal attention from Michael and I. And we will make that information available if that's something that you desire. Most of the time, we're going to be helping people on the forum and on the calls, live on the calls. And so that way everyone can benefit from people's breakthroughs, from seeing how these things work and understanding them and how they apply. So just to answer that question.
And also, you know, just to say that we're going to be reading every single person's question, every forum thing, so that we see exactly what you're going through. And we'll be including that your questions in the session so that, you know, we're going to basically be doing this live so that we can gauge where you're at, what's going on, and we'll address those things when we do the call. So we are kind of, in a sense, doing private coaching, but we're trying to hold the whole group's energy. So, you know, we're definitely making this as personal and together as we possibly can, for sure.
Right. So one more question here. Someone's just wanting clarification. If it's really just three payments of $187 for the whole package that we just named off, and yes, it is. So $187 for three payments or $497 for the full package. So on that note, my friends, thank you so much for being here. Thank you very much. We love you both, all of you. We both love you very much, and we both look forward to be serving you even more in the Elite Coaching Program. And feel free to tune into the next two calls that we're doing for free tomorrow night, same time, same channel, and the night after that. So on that note, have a wonderful evening. Hopefully we'll see you on the training. Many blessings, and have a wonderful night. Aloha.
Yeah.